Many of us, young and old, spend too much time on our smartphones. Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we'll hear a teenager's perspective on living with and without her phone. Here's project coordinator Basim Blund.
There's an app for your smartphone that tells you how many hours you or your teenager spends on social media. That app might have been a good idea for today's Youth Radio producer, Cameron Campbell. She's a junior at Stuyvesant School of the Arts, but she's going to tell you about her first experience with a smartphone back in middle school.
Every child has one of those moments where their parent just looks at them like, oh my God, I really signed up for this. Like, it's trial and error, honestly, being a parent. All right, so it was 2014. I believe I was in 6th or 7th grade. So like any other kid in my generation, I used my phone a lot. I was shy and always stayed to myself, so my phone was the most important necessity. I didn't have one of the best phones out there either. It was a Motorola. But I couldn't complain because most of the kids in my grade didn't even have a phone. I had a specific routine made in the morning. I wake up, get on my phone for 15 minutes, watch YouTube videos while doing my hair, get dressed. Then I would watch Netflix or YouTube on the bus to school. Out of 18 hours a day, I would spend 10 hours on my phone, probably like your own kids do. Back then, we had Verizon. It was me, my stepmom Joanne, my sister Jasmine, and my dad's phone all together. Thinking back on it, it was so expensive. My dad worked at a factory at the time, so the phone bill took up a chunk of his check. He paid $500 a month for all of our phones. He could pay a car note with that. He could pay rent with that. I had 4 gigabytes a month on my phone, and I would use all of them on Netflix. I needed unlimited data, like a baby needs his binky. My dad didn't want to pay for unlimited data. I remember my dad, Darnell, would always complain about how I would always run up his bill. Me being young and naive, I laughed and ignored him, telling me to stop using the data. Weeks went by, and it eventually came time to pay my phone bill. I came home to remind my dad, and he laughed in my face. And he went on to say that I cost him $1,000 because I used up so much data. I went without a phone for a year or two. I was surprised that he would do something like that. I was confused by the whole situation. My phone was my addiction, and being without it left me feeling empty. My dad gave me a lot of warnings. And I never took him seriously because he felt more like a friend than a dad to me. At the time, it felt like it was the end of the world. Going from using your phone all the time to almost never being able to use it at all. The biggest lesson I learned, put down your phone a little more. Think about your consequences. Honestly. I have better communication skills because I put down my phone more often. I learned how to look people in the eyes without feeling nervous. I know that I was born into a generation where phones were the thing, and they still are, but all I wanted to do was lay around all day and just sit on my phone. I learned that I was actually missing out on so much. I really was. Now that I'm older, I appreciate what I have. I appreciate my iPhone. I appreciate my Jordans. And I appreciate the roof over my head.
That's a story called Cell Therapy, written and produced by Cameron Campbell, Jr., Stuyvesant School of the Arts. Special thanks to Leslie Rogers and Eva Maxtudis at Stivers. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.